This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, to begin, correlation is not, repeat, not causation. That much we know. To continue, though, yeah, sure, Kai, but the data on housing starts today can't just be coincidence, can it? Maybe, maybe not, but it sure is interesting. Said starts, the number of new private residential homes whose construction, you know, started, was up in November, and not just by a little bit either. They surged nearly 15%, pretty much blew expectations out of the water. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour does the compare and contrast, the correlation and causation, if you will, with interest rates, mortgage rates, and our American housing market.
Economists were predicting housing starts would actually fall last month. But no, they exploded. 1,560,000 single-family homes got on their way to being built.
I view this as a positive number, but a little bit of grain of salt.
Chris DeRedis is deputy chief economist at Moody's Analytics. These numbers are seasonally adjusted, meaning they're kind of corrected to account for seasonal patterns, more activity in the summer, less in the winter.
That's the typical pattern.
And the typical pattern is based on history. Problem is, recent history is a little wacko, what with the pandemic.
We just want to be mindful that the data may not fully reflect the new seasonal patterns that we're observing.
But setting statistical quibbles aside, the trajectory of the housing market is looking not bad. David Miracle is chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs.
The broad message is, despite the fact that mortgage rates are much, much higher than they were before the pandemic, the housing sector is held up pretty well so far, despite those higher rates.
When the Fed started raising rates and the vise started to tighten around the housing market, there was already a severe shortage of single-family homes, which has kept home prices from crashing.
And that means that the incentive for home builders to continue building at a quick pace so they can sell at those high prices has still been there.
The incentive is a little less there for the developers building apartment buildings, says Gus Fauchet, chief economist at PNC. Multifamily starts were more subdued last month. He says that is because they've already had a rush of construction.
That supply has come online. That has slowed rent growth dramatically. So that's made multifamily construction less feasible.
But again, overall, things are looking good. In the third quarter, housing actually helped grow the economy.
That's the first time that's happened in more than 2 years.
As inflation falls, interest rates fall, and mortgage rates fall, Fauchet says you can expect housing will continue to pad the U.S. economy next year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.